legacy report. It's from May 2014 to March 2019. The first three pages more as an executive summary of what we did, taking from the key highlights, the focus areas during the fifth parliament, that the initial briefing of the committee focused on the mandate and work program of the Department of Science and Technology and the entities that report to it. These briefings allowed the committee to identify the critical issues pertaining to science, technology and innovation sector. These critical issues informed the development of the committee's strategic plan, which informed the committee's TEM program. The committee achieved its objectives, but would have preferred to have even greater engagement with the entities reporting to the department and conducted more oversight visits. This jointly with the interested and affected parliamentary committees, if the parliamentary program had allowed time and space for this to be undertaken. Just reading on that first one, I think in the back of our minds, if we could also think of on the recommendation, we really need to include the issues of a special focus on the Department of Science and Technology, if it will still be standalone. But even if it's merged with anything else, there needs to be special focus on science and technology. And also the approach of the committee is different from others, because it's a technical committee which still doesn't have a researcher, and the issues of oversight are different from the department with the police or education or social development, because they are more technical, so you have to physically visit some of these areas to understand what is happening. So I will go page by page. On there's the issue of the committee's focus areas during the fifth parliament. Is there anything that we need to add? I think on just reflection on the focus areas. I'm not sure if it's focus areas. I'm just thinking of we're able as a committee to ensure that the department does not work in silo, although it did not have much, as you said in the beginning, that given more time and more focus, we would have had more joint committees and would have preferred greater engagement with entities. But we were able within ourselves, and especially when we dealt with the IKS bill and the NRF bill, on integration and working with other departments. And the issue of harmonization, it's one of those. So I don't know where we need to fit it, but on item number committee's focus area during the fifth parliament, is there any matter that members would like to add? Okay. Number three, key areas of future work. The implementation of the new STI white paper, the STI 10-year plan, and various review recommendations relating to better coordination and governance of the NSI. Renee, if you also need to add something, if you want to highlight or you want to, please participate, including Shanas. And
Yeah.
Yes. You know, obviously, I'm sorry, can I just ask them to put the aircon on?
The recommendations is the important part, but if you're talking about future, key areas for future work, where do we put in that they should try to finalize this Science and Technology Laws Amendment Bill, you know, is that in recommendations for the new chair to take that further, or will it come under that heading? I don't know.
There is an area in this report that deals with the legislation that we finalized and processed, so we can say something under there. I think there is also areas challenges emerging from the legislation.
Page 10.
Yeah, page 12 and 9. Is it 12?
Yes, starting from page
10. Yeah. And then it lists all the bills and then issues to follow up. Then we can say the what you want to say. You see page 12? Challenges emerging.
I saw that,
you want it up front.
Experience is telling me that the new chairman is going to read the three, four pages first. And it will be do no harm to put it in there.
In
either under recommendations or emerging.
On page 3, number 5.
Thank you, Dr. Lodrick.
Chair, I also just want to agree with that we state specifically that the sixth parliament should take this legislation further. Mm.
I nearly said Dr. Jacob.
No, I would be right.
Not a bad idea. Okay, Honorable Kekan.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure whether this this other issues of DIA and Mirgat can be recommended or can be taken as key areas for future work. Can be a recommendation, fall under recommendation or key areas for future work.
Say the issue that you want.
One, there's a case of TIA, and we started to talk about this thing by 2017, requesting all the information. And even today, we don't have that information. Whereby the secretary, the CEO, and whoever looted the money in the department, then those people were just suspended and they left it there. We don't know a way forward even today. The Americans, we requested the information of all the companies that were constructing this telescope. They promised us that we'll get the information from 2016 until today. So I don't know where we can take them. Thank you.
Shannon.
I think Honorable Tikana is raising the question where we maybe in briefings, certain questions were asked and undertakings were given that they will come back to us on certain things. So I think we can maybe use it as an example or generally phrase it that there's that outstanding issues and follow-ups must be responded to like timeously so that we don't come to the end and then we realize these outstanding issues. So from the department side and from the committee side to follow through on issues that are outstanding.
Under challenges emerging and maybe recommendations.
Thank you very much. Any other? Honorable
Chuck? Yeah. Comrade Chairperson, I just wanted to say I agree with Comrade Kekana, Honorable Kekana, because these things may come back and haunt us in the new term. So we've got to give it over to them so that the new term also know about these challenges that we were having. Especially those two.
Can I go to recommendations? I just want to add maybe two. The one is that the committee should actively canvass to speed up the percentage of GDP spending in terms of science and technology so that they try to reach in the next 5 years 1.5%. And then secondly, and I think we should recommend to the new committee that they should attend more science and technology orientated conferences in South Africa and also abroad. You know, you cannot try to be part of the you know, the fourth industrial debate in the world, and you sit here on a little island and you travel once in 5 years, or you don't even attend proper conferences. It's just simply, you know, it's not good for Parliament, you know, to be so isolated.
So we do it as like a challenge, we raise it, like, because in the past we weren't afforded the opportunity to go because of money or whatever other the reason was, and then the recommendation that we actually should do it. So I'm going to do it for everything that you raise now, twofold.
Chairperson, just to pick up on what the member is saying, there's been a lot of things that as a committee member you only hear about in the media. So I think there should also be some synergy in terms of the participation of the committee members in representing Parliament and what the department does. We don't all need to go, and it's not necessarily limiting ourselves to the conferences. For example, the Science and Technology Week that we had here, we only heard about it as generally as everybody else, where we should have been the custodians of something like that. The white paper event, where we were not allowed to go, when we are key stakeholders in those sort of activities. So I think there should just really be a better effort in terms of making sure that as a key stakeholder, the department, the oversight, the portfolio committee is engaged and is taken on board with activities of the department.
Sure. Thanks. I think also the other issue that makes us not being able to attend, for instance some awards and stuff like that, women in sciences, is because they'll be scheduled on a Wednesday or Thursday, and we are here. There's a three-line week. We can't leave. And I hope that Mr. Masemula is also noting some of the things to raise with the department itself, so that they take cognizance of those. We want to go, but unfortunately, but in some, you find that we were not invited. There's a time I hear, Minister, I'll see you at the conference or at the workshop. What are you talking about? We were not informed. So there's some sluggish thing, maybe sometimes from the department, including the portfolio committee on that channel.
Go further in terms of the recommendations, and you will see further along the report. There's a section where we report on our, or we list all our visits that we did. And what I did was to kind of pull it together, not to highlight all the things, but the main things were always about financial constraints, whether one department speak with another department, how we work. And the third thing would be your the chair's favorite, the incubation period and the taking a product to a market where it's been. That has been the major things in our oversight activities. Other than that, the first oversight, we listed as oversight, was generally on-site briefings, because it was important at the time to visit like the Center for High Computing and BioVac here in Pineland, or SKA office in Pineland. It was all one-day visits, which could be perceived as like oversight and on-site briefing, but that was important to have that briefing fee so that we could understand when we started out what all these entities and things were about. But the main things drawn out of those visits, apart from getting us to enhance our understanding of how it works and how they fit into the science portfolio, was the issues that there weren't funding or sufficient funding to effectively deal with whatever they had to deal with. So I don't know how we're going to package that so that is also located here in the front somewhere, so that they can see, and how do another parliament take forward the issue of funding that has been a challenge since everybody came into this committee, since we started this term to the end. So how we maybe want to think how we want to package that in one of the recommendations up front.
I just wanted Renee also to share with us probably her challenges or frustrations of being a content advisor and researcher at the same time. Thank you. At the same time, so we will do that when she comes. Any other matter that you would want us to flag? Go question. Unfortunately, at the beginning of the term, with people, you know, and I think it was good for the DA to bring in people who were in this committee, so that they understand and were able to follow up. I think from the ANC side, we're all new. We're all new, you know, in this committee. You just had to depend on your reading skills and to quickly grasp on what is it that the committee is about. But I think this kind of legacy report with the executive summary is very helpful for somebody who doesn't know anything. It just brings you, you know, within, and I think it seems that a member can then ask secretariat if we could get particular document. Dr. Osborne Mullins, we wanted you to share with us your challenges and frustration of for more than half of the term that you did not have a researcher, that the committee did not have a researcher, so you had to double up your work. Maybe it helped you to sharpen some of the skills. Maybe it frustrated you and you continuously smiled even if you're frustrated. Okay. Let me take Honourable Tuck. Honourable Tuck, thank you.
Thanks, Chairperson. I am on page 5. Under method of work of the committee, and that top sentence says, furthermore, the committee undertook oversight visits to programs, initiatives in 5 of the 9.
Sorry, Honourable Tuck, page
5. Under methods of work for the committee.
Are you reading correctly, page 5?
Yes.
Yeah, page 5 on top.
Okay, mine is on page 4. Okay, no. Method of work of the committee.
Okay. So it does say, furthermore, the committee undertook oversight visits to programs, initiatives in 5 of the 9 provinces and to various entities. Sorry. I would like it to read like that. And I would also like to add that it is a matter of a must of importance to include the other outstanding provinces in the next term. Hence, we can accelerate growth in all our provinces.
Yep. We will put that as a recommendation. Honourable Mfulo, you're too quiet for my liking. Okay. Honourable Mutsidi.
Chairperson, I don't know where to place what I am thinking, but in my experience in local government, you would get the committee not just only coming for a particular meeting, but coming in to workshop the committee on particular issues. And I think that will also assist in us eliminating the distance between the technical jargon of this department and us as lay people, in terms of not being scientists and whatever, because half the time they come in here and their reports are very high level, and there's always been a feeling that we are not doing justice in terms of engaging. So I don't know where we would place it to say, outside the meetings, we have a proper workshop where, as members, we are workshopped so that we are brought along in order to be effective in our oversight.
Yes, I think it's important in the beginning to have the workshop for members, and also probably look at if there is a course that members can be enrolled on page by the parliament to sharpen their skills. I know telecommunication head with VETS Business School, housing head one, I don't know which university, because at the end of the day, it would be important for members to come out with something, certificate or a diploma in something that will help. So we'll put that in recommendations too. Donge?
Mali.
Yipo.
Okay.
They say you want to go to the Eastern Cape. Tofimvaba. I didn't get the opportunity of going to Tofimvaba. Honourable members, I think generally the report looks fine. Can I just say the thing that if there's anything else you want us to include or other recommendation, that you send it through and then we will be able to include. Honourable Koronov? Okay. Thank you very much. Can we adopt this provisionally?
With amendments.
Amendments.
I propose that we adopt with amendments.
Thank you very much, Mr. Honourable Kekana. Thank you very much. Thank you, honourable members. Last week we were also informed that due to the number of bills and matters before Parliament, it will not be possible to have our amendment bill coming before Parliament. So it will be a recommendation for the next for the sixth Parliament. So I think it will be one of the agency that we will put in the recommendations for the committee to deal with it, to prioritize that. So the processes that are supposed to be done need to be prioritized, to bring in the bill, put it into Parliament so that it can go to the SOP. Yeah. Thank you very much. So the other thing, minutes will then be circulated today. Yeah, and then we can go through them and then we can round robin them. Lastly, I would like to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you. You've been a wonderful members of the committee, those who started with the committee, those who joined the committee halfway or somewhere. We were one of those committees that people wish to belong to. We put the issues of the country and of science and technology before our own and before party issues. We didn't bring party politics, but we were focused on the work before us. The minister Kubai Ngubane was surprised that there is such harmony in a committee, portfolio committee, multi-party for that matter. But thank each and every one of you. I know in the beginning there was tension between Honourable Terre Blanche and but we sorted it out, and the end she was a sweet person. And I think it was just not knowing each other, you know, that kind of tension. But as soon as we knew each other and understood each other, it became one of the best committees. And 2 weeks ago I had a meeting with the Office of the Auditor General, and they also expressed gratitude and thanks to the portfolio committee, its oversight and tackling issues. They say even the AG in his interviews and so, he made reference to the committee, Portfolio Committee of Science and Technology, as one of the best performing and focused committees. So thanks to each and every one of you for that. That we're flying the flag of Parliament very high. So with that, I want to wish each and every one of you all of the best, either coming back or in our new endeavors. I'm sure we will still cross paths with each other. We have contacts of each other, so we will keep each other abreast of our development in different fields, if not back in Parliament. But we so much wish that each and every one of you can be brought back. Welcome, Dr. Alia. You came right at the tail end of our meeting. We've just thanked everybody, including Dr. Osborne. If you can also, Shanaz, extend our gratitude to the Parliamentary Legal Service, especially Dr. Luot and others, and the departments, Mr. Masemula, if you extend to the Minister, and all the entities that were cooperative, the DG. Maybe we can write a letter to the DG and to the Minister from the Portfolio Committee. And Alia, ever since you left, your vacancy is still vacant. The space you left is still vacant, our own. But also thank you very much, because even outside, working for CSIR, there's times when we requested and you helped in research for the committee. Thank you very much. And thank you to Aziza and everybody else. I had also an opportunity of meeting in the committee and outside the committee with CEOs and chairpersons of entities. They would raise their frustrations. More it's about resources. And I know as a committee we tried our best in our reports to say that there must be more funding. We will fight for funding, but also we were impressed with the issues around, as Shana said, the incubation, and we believe that it should be taken forward, that those small businesses, those incubated people should be given a market to display in the country and outside. Shanaz and Renee, thank you very much. Tandu Tolo, thank you very much. All of the good and the bad, they said that we've gone through, but we survived as a committee. And may God bless each and every one of you. Thank you very much. Honorable Dr. Lutrit Send was first.
Okay, fine.
Chairperson, I don't think this is typical that a member of the opposition would want to speak, but I think I speak on behalf of my colleague as well, that a committee is as good as its chairperson. And we would really like to thank you for the guidance you've given and the fact that we've been allowed to participate as full members of this committee. And there was never a situation where anyone felt that his or her statement or opinion wasn't heard. And also from our side, thank you very much to all the staff members. It's very nice to be a member of a committee where there's such a good interaction between us and the staff members. And I always knew that I could quickly WhatsApp or SMS Shanaz whatever time of the day. But Chairperson, thank you very much for your guidance and your excellent chairpersonship.
Chair, can I just echo that? And can I wish Advocate Maseko all the best? I don't know whether she will come back to Parliament. That we will find out this afternoon. But if she doesn't, I'm looking forward to see her on the bench as a justice, part of the Justice Brotherhood in the next 10 years. But thank you very much. It was a pleasure, and you are a very special person. I've said it last time, that, you know, to come in here to serve not only here as chairperson, but to serve so many other committees. And while you were doing that, I think you're a single mother, But while you're doing that, you also achieve an LLB degree. That is remarkable. And it rubbed off on us as a committee. So it was a pleasure serving under you.
Thank you very much. And I was after being admitted, the judge went on and on. And as he was giving us, there was me, there's a lady who was at the housing legislature. There's another lady who was admitted as a conveyancer, and the one guy was admitted as an attorney who had a criminal record. But he was the judge says, you've done so much work. I've seen you. I've seen your record. The experience that you had will teach you to uphold the Constitution. And says, of all these people, advocate myself. I think I've gone through your CV, I've seen that you've been a member of parliament, so for the mere fact that you've been there for so long, it means that you do uphold and you will continuously uphold the constitution, and doing it at your age is what is inspiring. And it says when she started, there were only 5 women advocates, and when she was an advocate, and says there was not a single black. Says now I'm proud that there's so many black women who are coming up onto the field. And she was just so impressed and went on accolades on me. But thank you very much. Welcome, Aziza. We thanked you in your absence. Of everything you've done for the committee, your support. When we have to go to CSIR, you'll be there welcoming us from the car to where we're supposed to be. And Leah, we thank everybody. This is our last meeting, and we thank everybody, the entities, the CEOs, the chairpersons, the board, for making our work easy, for being cooperative and ensuring that we shine, because we ask them to do things so that we can then claim the glory and victory. We shine. But thank you very much. So the meeting is adjourned for this 5th Parliament. Thank you. Have a blessed day.